Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. God bless you. Welcome to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. God bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. Tell a friend, call a friend, let them know that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. We always, amen, give God praise, and we thank God for you and you, because without you, amen, the Bible said where two or three come together in your name, in his name, and amen, we'll bring Jesus together. Is that good? Amen. Jesus come to be with us. When we talk about him and discuss him, amen, he come in our midst and he give us understanding. That's what the endeavor of Doctrine of Truth is about, is to, amen, reach down to the grassroots, amen, and not only get wisdom, but the Bible say get understanding, amen. Father, we thank you for our gathering. You said where two or three come together in your name and in agreement, and you will be with us. And, oh, God, we're agreeing today and tonight, wherever might this program be listening to, God, that you will bless us and give us the understanding, amen. Because I know when you said that, amen, we begin to study and give your name the praise, amen. Study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman needed not to be ashamed. And, Lord, we don't want to be ashamed representing you. And, God, we want to stand boldly. And Paul said when we do everything to stand, we go ahead and stand up anyhow. Amen. We thank God for you, and we continue to pray with us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. The discussion now is about materialism versus godliness. Materialism versus godliness. Amen. And how we do here on Doctrine of Truth, where you call in and press 1 and the technician will put you in. Amen. We love to hear what you have to say, a vision or a dream or a comment or something that God has done for you, and you can share it. Amen. We always try to respect your comments. Amen. We don't put people down or call in their names to, amen, to disturb anyone, because we learning one from another, and the Holy Spirit, he's the one that checks us and let us know which direction to go. Amen. Looking at the book of St. Luke here, in the Gospel according to Luke. Amen. But call a friend and tell a friend. Amen. You can call toll-free 855-236-2237. 855-236-2252. 855-236-2252. Amen. Let them know that Doctrine of Truth is on the air, and we're talking about materialism versus godliness. Amen. In the book, The Gospel According to St. Luke, and we see here that in the 12th chapter, beginning at the 15th verse, that a man came to Jesus, the 13th verse of the 12th chapter of St. Luke, and one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother, that he may divide his inheritance with me. And he said unto him, Man, who made me a judge or divider over you? And he said unto them, Take heed and beware of covetousness, for man's life consists not in the abundance of things which he possesses. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentiful. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my goods, my fruits. And he said, This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thy ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasures for himself is not rich towards God. And he said unto his disciples, Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, nor for the body which you shall put on. For the life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Amen. And this is what the discussion about. Amen. In the book also, according to Paul, was teaching the young pastor in Timothy, 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter. Paul was teaching the young pastor, saying that if any man teach otherwise, beginning at the 6th chapter, 1 Timothy, 6th chapter, he said, Let many servants that are under the yoke of count their own master worthy of all honor, that the man of God and his doctrine be not blasphemed. And they that have believing master, let them not despise them, because they are brethren, but rather do this service, because they are faithful, beloved, partakers of the benefits. These things teach and exalt. If any man teach otherwise, and consent not to wholesome words, even the word of our Lord Jesus Christ, and is of the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but doubting about questions and strife of words, whereof cometh evil strife, railing, evil submissing, perverse disputing of men of corrupt minds, and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. For such withdraw thyself. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some covet after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold of eternal life, whereunto thou art called and hast professed a good profession unto many witnesses. Amen. We're talking about now, this is one of the weapons. This is one of the deadliest weapons, amen, spiritual warfare deal with, amen. And sometimes we overlook it, but this is a doctrine, amen, the devil is using. And if you ever think about it, and that's what we're talking about, amen, in this discussion, amen, materialism, amen, the preaching and teaching so much today about you got to have, amen, you got to have this, you got to have that, amen, and not really realizing, amen, if you, like David said, he really didn't know his end until he went to the house of God, amen. Bible study, studying God's word, studying what had happened to the saints that went on before you, and thank God for the word of God, amen. This is one of the things that it came out the garden. It started in the garden with Adam and Eve, when the enemy start talking about telling Eve and Adam they can do this because God says he shouldn't do it. And he was using material things. He was using natural things, amen, and used that and call Adam and Eve to put us all, amen, in a spiritual. We got a record. We got a spiritual record. Everyone is in sin all over the world. We got a spiritual record. And he went from there. Then he approached Jesus in the wilderness. And in the last temptation, he threw at Jesus was that, if you fall down and worship me, I give you all of Jerusalem, all of this. And the enemy used that. He deceived people and tell them, amen, I'll give you this, but you must fall down. Amen. So we have the lines that are open, amen, and we love to hear what you have to say pertaining to materialism. How you feel, amen. Do you think God has walked away from us and left us with no houses, no cars, nothing to ride in? He just, amen, he want to, amen, let the devil's people, amen, put us to the shame. Is that the thought? Is that the deception? Amen. What are you hearing? What people have told you about the church? Amen. We like to hear, amen, what, amen. Or maybe you heard some people that left from Christ, that walked away from God because he didn't provide. Amen. We want to bring it out. We want to bring it out, the truth. Amen. With the doctrine of truth. Amen. You on the air. Amen. Just press 1 wherever you are at this time and share with us and on the phone, and we'll be glad to hear. Amen. We have a technician that typed in. Amen. God bless you. Always good to hear from you. Amen.
Good to be on. You know, I was just listening to, you know, one of, I think, you know, there's several things about that. First of all, you know, Satan was trying to convince Jesus he could give him something that Jesus already owned. And it wasn't Satan to give him. He didn't belong to him in the first place to give. But, you know, he's always, that's, he's Prince of the Airways. He's always working with the language, with the communication. And his deception is always in the communication. You know, people look at the kingdom of God, and the first thing they think is that God don't want them. God said he came, he sent his son, that Jesus said he came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Now, having life abundantly means lacking in nothing. And this is the thing that saints need to understand. God wants us to have the good life and live the good life. He just don't want us to get where we so tied up in material things that we don't put him first. You know, and the enemy, that's his weapon of choice, is to tell us, is to try to convince us, if we go follow the kingdom of God, we can't have all the nicer things here. When God didn't, that's not what the word of God said. This is why people have to really look at the language or the word of God and to decipher it for themselves. He said he came that we will have life and have it more abundantly. And like I said, that word abundant means like of nothing. But the enemy, because we are materialistic, like first of all, we have that sinful nature in us. And everything that glitter is attracting us. And it's the word itself is not, it's not shimmering and polishing and glory. They can't see that Shekinah glory on the word of God because it's alive. But the enemy has these material things that he can entice us with. And then we, as people, because we do not really get into the word the way we do, we allow the enemy to dazzle the material things of this world in front of us. Our neighbor has got a better automobile, or they got a bigger television or whatnot. And he dangle all these things in front of us, and we're not strong in the word of God. We won't know that God has given us all we need. It is the wants that the enemy convinces us that we need to put our needs to the side and go after the wants. So it has a lot to do with the enemy. He got a lot of weapons to use, even more so nowadays because we have the internet, and he got a better weapon of choice to entice us with all the material things of the world.
Amen. Amen. Very good. Very good. As always, amen. As always, we, amen. And like Paul was saying to a, amen, that the, and he was talking to Timothy, in Timothy, the third chapter, first Timothy, third chapter, not only, but, the, amen, they love pleasure. So people love what they do. The enemy, he loved them. He giving them love and talking with them, but it's a total trap. It's a total trap. Amen. When he was talking there, I thought about when I was fishing, we used to find the right lure, throw out there in the sea and make it, and pull it back in and make it jump, make it move around, and it'll attract the fish. It'll attract the fish. Amen. So the devil is using materialism. All right. All right. Thank God for you. And we have another caller. Amen. Just push one on your phone. We have another caller. Amen. Last four digits, 1615. God bless you, Bishop.
God bless you, Bishop. You know, I was thinking about mankind have always been connected to materialistic things from the time of Adam's fall. He connected us to a physical world, materialistic things, and the prophecy of God was upon them to reproduce and multiply and duplicate. So that even us today, this is why we're attached to physical things, materialistic things. This is the knowledge that we gathered as we grew up. And as long as individuals do not get saved until you receive the born-again experience, you will always be attached to this earth because of your fallen nature in a fallen earth world. And so what happens when we get born again, we reattach back spiritually with a new spirit back to God. And that's how God deals with us, to disconnect. When we're never really physically disconnected from the earth. Because even when we leave this earth, we leave this body behind. But God is trying to connect us to heaven. That's God's purpose, is to get us to heaven. But first, we have to give him allegiance, give him opportunity to operate through our life, to prepare us, get us in position for us to give him permission to take us away from this materialistic thing. And these things are things that we've learned over life. We've learned how to live in a physical realm, how to live with materialistic things, and then the sins that easily besets us, the greed, lust, and all of these entities that are in the flesh, that are in the physical realm. These things are tugging on us every day of our life, but God is the only way that excess back away from all of these things that the world pulls at us, and we're part of until we get ourselves in a position where we strengthen ourselves spiritually with God, and through the word of God, and hearing the word of God, and preparing ourselves to be in the body of Christ and live that life so that we can die and go with Christ, then we'll always be attached to this earthly materialistic thing.
All right. God bless you. Always good to hear from you. Bishop, always, Amen. And we pray that all the babes in Christ, the ones that are listening, amen, amen, take note, amen, for those. It's not just one or two of us. All of us are struggling with these issues concerning, amen, the enemy bringing these things out and saying that this is what it should be and that's what it should be, amen. And God wants us to have. He wants us to have. And things that gotten polluted. Things that gotten polluted. All right. Always good to hear from you. Amen. As we go on, we have another caller. Amen. Same area code, 352. Last 4 digits, 0333. Yes, God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop.
God bless you.
How are you doing tonight, sir? It's a wonderful topic. I say the thing of it is that determines what side of what we fight against the most. I really believe it's about love. I really see it in a great way because, like you read in Luke, and the thing of it was, where is the love of that? What love? Love is what's going to balance it out. What side you're going to pick on? It's our will, but it's the love that's in us. The Bible tells us that whatever so is in a man's heart, you know,
mm-hmm.
so is he.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing of it is, it boils down to the greater love, like Bishop had just said. He said it's about the born-again experience, the born-again to transform our love to not to the flesh of man, but the Spirit of God. And so this love is what transforms us from one greater person to another greater person, to not lean like the man did that wanted to build a barn that night, and then God required the soul of him the same night. It's mm-hmm. it's that love that what connects us to the greater part of God, and he's trying to show us from our mother's womb we were shapen into iniquity, and he's trying to take that iniquity off us through his love. And he says in Jeremiah, he says that by my loving kindness, in the middle of the verse, he said that by my loving kindness have I drawn you. And so the loving kindness of God is what really draws us from those side of the world to the spirit man of God. And so, glory to God. So what I'm saying is that God is really trying to bring that love out of us. We go through things, we deal with things, but the love of him is what he's trying to pull out of us from the beginning. From our mother's womb, we were in there, but it was him at the beginning before we were formed in our mother's womb. He's trying to bring us back to that place that we're not attached to the things of the world, but attached to the things of him, to translate our minds and our hearts to the greater part of him. And I just believe that's what God is showing us in so many ways and so many differences of our lives, that the greatest thing that he wants us to have is the love, that not the love of the world where we attach to the things, but the love of God. So the things come, but we won't be attached to the things, but we'll be attached to the things of God. And so I just believe that is the hour God is really showing us how much his love is for us at this hour, no matter where we at, as long as we grab hold to that. Yes, sir.
Amen.
God bless you.
Always, God bless you. Always love. Amen. And, you know, while he was speaking there, many of you were speaking about the love of God. And God, you know, there is a relationship. Sometimes we love in the areas of total love. Amen. It grows. Love grows. Amen. Love grows. There's maturity in love. And Paul said he had found there's no height, no width, no depth can separate him from the love of God. Amen. And we in our search for God, amen, in our search, is he everywhere? And this is what it's about now. The lie that the devil is telling, the lie is that, amen, God is not in having his people to relax or laugh or share one another, amen, enjoy one another, fellowship, that you have to come to the world. You have to come back to the world to get joy, happiness, and peace, amen. And this is deception, amen. He can't just reach out there and pull us in. amen, when he want to, but he got to deceive. Amen. Jesus said, be not deceived. And that's powerful. Amen. People will tell lies, and men and women have left home. Like the prodigal son, he left home. Amen. Looking for riches. All right. Amen. Paul was telling young Timothy, we brought nothing in. Brother Timothy, we brought nothing in this world. Amen. We're not gonna bring it out. We're not going to bring it out. Whatever you got, you can't take it out of this world. Amen. Not natural. Not natural things. All right. God bless you. We have another caller. Amen. We thank God always. Amen. I get excited when we get on the air because I look for the Holy Spirit to come in and kind of quicken us and kindles us. The iron sharpened iron. We have another call, I believe, that's coming through. Amen. And we want to hear what they have to say as well. Amen. And we are continuing to pray for our brothers and sisters that's going through the storm and the rain and the floods now. Amen. I think we have another caller. Last four digits is 4319, area code 786. 786.
God bless you, Bishop.
God bless you, Doctor. How you doing?
I'm well. I'm doing better today than yesterday. I'm listening, amen, and I'm enjoying, and I'm in total agreement. I'm checking out really what the Spirit of the Lord had brought to me. And I think I'm hearing everybody say it, but you know, I sum it up like this for myself, that it's a materialism versus godliness. Materials, if abundance of it, amen. See, your life don't consist. And we talk about living in a life of God in Christ. It don't consist of the abundance of what you possess. Mm-hmm. You see, so it's your frame of mind. It's our frame of mind toward God. Now mm-hmm. I keep hearing in my spirit that Paul talked to them about in the Philippians about wealth, but I keep hearing him say, he said, but now let this mind be in you that was mm-hmm. also in Christ Jesus. And Jesus owned everything. Ain't that so? Mm-hmm. But yet mm-hmm. he gave up his, he became poor that we yeah. might become rich. So when you start mm-hmm. looking at the wealth of heaven, it's not material thing, it's godliness. Amen.
Yeah.
See, we got to get, listen, whatever we get, I guess you can get as much as you want to get. Amen. But listen, what, like the brother's talking about love, when the love of God speaks to you, are you willing to share? If you are not willing to share, you materialistic. And the word says what, if you see your brother need, and you have this world's good, see your brother needs, and you shut up your bowels of compassion. He said, how dwelleth the love of God in you? So what we're looking at here is your frame of mind. I understand people when you work hard and you go through what you go through to get what you get. Amen. And then the thieves break in and steal it, but that's a theft against you, but it shouldn't kill you if you walking in godliness. Am I making any mm-hmm. sense? So it's our frame of mind. And then like the brother just said, I think before he said you got to have a change of mind. You got to have a transformation mm-hmm. of mind, and ain't no need of contemplating it, because this is what God called us to. He even said that seek ye first the kingdom of God and mm-hmm. His righteousness, You see what I'm saying? And other things will be added to you. So it's true that he's not against people having stuff, but I ask myself over and over, what is your taste? Amen. I had two trucks, and I was gonna get another one, right? The Lord had told me that I'm gonna bless you with a new one. So now I'm trying to hold on to the two, and I'm waiting on, I believe it, I'm waiting on the new one. And he said to me, he says, you haven't got rid of the one you had yet. You see, you have to be willing to let go and let God. If you want to obtain in the kingdom, you got to be willing to let something go. So materialism is really, it's an abundance of material things, but it's how you think about it, how you look at it. And that's what brings it can bring a deceitfulness upon a riches if you don't approach it the way you ought to. That's what I'm looking at, Bishop, because listen, when we leave here, godliness is the only thing you're going to get up with. You got to get up with that if you get up, you see. If material things, you're going to leave it. I don't care if it's in your mouth. When your breath leaves, well, that goes somewhere. So we ain't looking at that in a way of accusing, but the Lord wants us to what? To love God and let him be number one. That's what he did. That's what he did to Israel. And I'm going to say this, and I'm done. This guy, Solomon. Now, I like his style. God said, what you want? I give you what you want. And look what he chose. See, it got to come out of us. We got to be what? John Ayers. We got to work with this thing. That's why he give us the Holy Ghost of what? To strengthen us, to build us up so we can walk in love. Solomon said, show me how to deal with the people. Teach me how, and God admired that. That was such a great acknowledgement there. God said, okay, since you didn't ask me for a material thing, he said, I'm going to give you the package. Now, see, God is what? He's able, right? So if we walk in his command, he's able to give us, amen, the desires of our heart. Thank you, Bishop.
Amen. God bless you as always. We're, amen, always enjoying the brethren, amen, and the comments. You know, like the Holy Spirit putting a recipe together here, amen, but we can grow thereby, amen, iron sharpens iron, amen. All right, God bless you, and this is a thing that I feel that all the young babes in Christ have to wrestle with, because once you become saved and begin to walk with God, the enemy gonna come in and holler, "You're not saved," and "God not gonna do this," and "God not gonna do that," you know. And the enemy, amen, he come after. He know where the riches are. He know where the riches are. He know. God is a man. He's not a man, but God keep his word. He keep his promises. And the thief doesn't come, amen, around people that don't have anything. You can just, if you think, you say, well, I don't have this, that, God, amen, the enemy know that when you're a child of God, he's always trying to block. He's always trying to hinder. Amen. If he can't hinder or discourage you, amen. Where you give up and you walk away before the time that God, amen, he's working with you. Amen. You know, if we could call Job right now, and Job had found something. Job had dug so deep into himself when God began to bless him with material things, and he knew it was God. He knew it. He knew. Amen. Through his fellowship and praying and worship God, not only as individual for his family, he always related and talked to the Lord. Like the more we have, the more closer, And the devil came out right out. He said, "What?" And that told God, I said, "Listen, up there in the meeting," he said, "Yeah, a man would serve you for the things, for material things, for naught. He will serve you. But if you just take that away." But see, one thing about Job, he knew. Job had found something. Job had found something within his spirit, within his mind. Amen. Even in these last days, we are in the last days whereby the enemy gonna come so you can't buy, you can't sell, and all these things. He's gonna come after you. Amen. He knows it's important for material things. He's gonna try to block it. He's gonna try, he come at to block material things, buying and selling. You can't buy or sell unless you come to him. Amen. All right, we can press one on the phone. Amen. We are hoping to reach out, as always. Those of you that's, I always recall when coming up, amen, begin working in the ministry, and my mentor told me, and he said, and that's why good, that old, younger men should find someone in Christ that been there before them. Amen. And watch them and see. Amen. They have laid aside a lot of things in their life, and all they now is living for Christ because they have decided and understood, amen, that God is for them and they are for God, and nobody can separate them, and their desire is just living for Christ. Amen. Those of you that are young in Christ could be not only be young, it could be middle age as well. Amen. And they don't need a lot of things to live. It's common life. But they can get anything they want. They can get anything they want. And my mentor told me, he said, "You know, you need such and such thing." And we were sitting there discussing, like, you know, sharing. And young and the Lord began to tell me, you know, things come and go. He said, "You know what? I know that you need X amount of money right now. Right now." He said, "But don't let nobody pay you for that. Don't take the money. If I give you some money, it won't help you. It won't. Let God show you something that He wants to do. You know. In other words, don't take the easy way out. Let patience, prayer, and reading, and prayer, and searching your spirit. Amen. And let the Holy Spirit lead in you, because you need that same Holy Spirit, the same God, the same studies and things that took you through that problem. Amen. He'll take you to another problem. Amen. Always going to be making decisions. Always going to be making decisions. All right, we have another call at 954-4470-78. You're on the air. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop Poole. I was just calling. I just want to make a couple of comments. The first one, we have to realize that, well, God let me know He blessed me every day. I get a blessing every day. So we got to realize that we're blessed just to get up in the morning. We're blessed to see. We're blessed to hear. We're blessed to walk. And I thank God for the Ella that came on before, was saying, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness." And scripture came to me about the rich man, when they told him, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have in the name of Jesus." We got to get Jesus. If we get Jesus, like he said, all the riches and everything we need, God will give it to us in His time, in His season. But I want to say this also. God told me one time, "Can He trust us with money and we don't act funny? Can I trust you with money and you don't act funny?" Because some people get blessed and then act funny with other people, just act funny. But He wants to know, "Can I trust you with money and you don't start acting funny?" So we got to know God knows everything.
Amen. Amen. Very good.
Okay.
Very good. Oh, very good. Isn't good? She part of the Psalm 1. Amen. Is it your season to get what you've been asking for? Amen. Seasoning, you know how plants and fruit and things that go on, and how we pick a fruit in a certain season and say, "Oh, it's right now, it's time to eat." Amen. What about, are you able to handle what you're asking for? Are you able to have, very good, very good. Is it your season Amen. For all this material things, God want to be. He want to get the glory. He want to be recognized. Amen. We have to renew our mind. Renew our mind. I used to say, amen, we were getting in discussion with, amen, non-biblical people, those that always watch your life and want to bring up excuses and point fingers. And I was just telling them about, you know, going to, oh, all the church, all the ministry, all they want is your money, your money. And I said, well, you know, if you got too much of yourself, why don't you just write a check? Because they'd be complaining about this and, you know, the economy. I said, why don't you just write a check then? Just write a check if you got too much. Then all of a sudden, you know, the conversation would stop. But it's the root, amen, the purpose of why people want what they want. Amen. All right, God bless you. If you have another caller, let's press 1 on your phone. Amen. We're always coming close to our time. But it might be something that God has shared with you. Amen. And you would like to hear, we'd like to hear what you have to say. Amen. Good dial 1-855-236 toll free 2252. Or either 1-347-215-8816. And the atmosphere is, amen, come to God and he will give you material things. Come to God. Look like eternal life is out of the picture now. It's all you would hear. Come to God and he will give you material things. Amen. But we should be seeking our dual citizenship. Amen. Come to God and get your eternal life. Amen. You'll have another life where we don't have to worry about sickness and diseases and riots and floods and hurricanes and earthquakes. Amen. Jesus is getting a whole new, building a whole new program for us. He's giving a whole new world for us. Amen. It's about renewing your mind. The doctor said that the speaker was talking about renewal. It's a mind thing. Amen. It's a mind thing. Once you begin to educate yourself concerning God and seeking after him, amen, loving him, and you'll find, amen, that he loved you, that relationship, amen. I think we still have the sister on there. Are you there? Amen. All right, we have, let's press 1 on your phone. We are slowly, amen, running out of time. As always, we're enjoying one another, but it might be something that God has given someone they would like to share for this time. For those that are going through, amen, they're losing. Amen. I just got to check in my spirit. But they're not losing. You can't lose, but everything works together. Everything works together with God. You're learning something. Amen. You're not losing anything. Amen. God's college and God's education is different. You don't lose with God. Amen. You learn how to adjust. Amen. Things are being adjusted. Amen. When you make an adjustment of your spiritual life. Amen. Everything works together for those that love the Lord. And they go, love coming up again. If you really love God, love. You can lose material things and still have love. Am I saying it right? You can lose material things and still have love. Amen. Amen. Now, there was an old song that came up, you know, honey, I love you so much, but love can't pay my bills. I need money. Amen. The world's still hollering, if you don't have money, you know, I love you, but if you don't have money, me and you can't be together. Amen. What love, God loved the world. God loved the world. And he have everything. He has everything. We don't have nothing. He wanted to give us. Love want to help us find things and give us things. Amen. So God got everything. God, but he still love us. He love us. Amen. He still love us. Amen. What about that? Amen. Material thing versus godliness. Godliness. Which one you prefer? Which one you prefer? Amen. I think we have some callers coming through. Amen. Material things. All right. 4427.
954-4427. Yes, I'll go back. You know, and when we are seeking the Lord first, now, for those, when people do seek the Lord first, and uh-huh. he add all these things to you. Now, when he add all these other things to you, he does it in abundance. Now, to add all things to you in abundance is an opportunity for us now to imitate Christ. See,
right.
So it's not to have an abundance for you just for your own personal use, but it's an opportunity for you now to imitate God yourself by being a blessing to someone else, because you
right.
have such an abundance, and that's what that abundance is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Very good. And we have to learn how to be the head and not the tail. Amen. When God mm-hmm. put us, begin to add to us, amen, he wants us to get rid of all those other things, those habits, and those ways. Amen. We don't smoke, lie, cheat, shoot. Amen. Drink alcohol, drugs. That's a lot of money right there be coming back to us when we start laying aside things. Ungodly things and ungodly ways, that'd be automatically your bank account should go up there for, should go up. When you're not going to the horse track, the dog track, or paying cards anymore, that's money coming back in. That's money coming back in. Amen. Amen. Materialism versus godliness. Godliness. Amen. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. So we got to take him as we were. We love God. We should practice every time. If anything going on, you want to achieve anything, it has to be through practice. We can't live and depend on our old information. We need new information. We need new data to go in. Amen. We need new information. If your mind going round and around over those same people, the same habits, the same situation, amen. You listen to the Holy Spirit. You need to find a new direction, amen, in your spiritual walk with God, amen. Because God, the Holy Spirit knows. The Holy Spirit knows. He knows where your deliverance comes, amen. Spiritually, if you have to adjust and deal with it mentally, amen. You have to do and adjust and deal with it mentally. When Peter done went out there fishing all night long, toiling. And when he looked on the, here somebody on the shore and said, "Brother, did you catch any fish?" And Peter looked up and they looked out and said, Peter said, "That's Jesus." And Jesus told him, "Cast on the right side." And Peter was really knew that was him when they threw him and success came. Through knowing the voice of God, success came. Success. Knowing the Spirit of God brings success. Knowing his voice brings success. Amen. And when Peter realized that he had confirmation, said, "Uh-oh, I know this is God." He just jumped in the water. He came on the shore. Left the brother out there pulling the nets in. And he knew. Amen. He wasn't worried about where they're going with the fish, missing the fish. No. The information is gotten. Amen. God will give you information, amen, to help you. Godliness always went out. Brethren, godliness always went out. We have another caller. Amen. I think we have another caller coming through. Amen. Godliness always went out. Always went out. Amen. Regardless of what people say or do, you just keep on living right in God's eyesight. Amen. Amen. Keep living right in God's eyesight. All right, we're talking about materialism. If materialism is winning now, okay, We have another caller. God bless you.
Can you hear me, Bishop?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I wasn't sure. I was sure that was for me. I was listening to you, and I'm looking at the adverse effects that about materialism versus godliness. And
right.
I think God, as you were stating there, God wants us to be good stewards. I mean to be a good steward, that means you're a servant of God. You see? And see,
right.
If you serve him, he recognizes you. And I said that because in today's time, the scripture is very much in effect. He says, now the little that a righteous man has, you see,
mm-hmm.
it's
mm-hmm.
much more. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And he's mm-hmm. the only one. Now, this might be kind of strong, but he's the only one that could extend your paycheck. He's the
All
only
right.
one. You see?
Mm-hmm.
So this is what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying. You serve him faithfully. He said, whatever is right, he said, I'll pay you. You
mm-hmm.
see?
Mm-hmm.
And we have to stand up with that. See, because you get a lot of money coming in, you still got to be good stewards of the money. Now, Jesus emphasized that, you see. He being the
mm-hmm.
very Son of God, yeah, but he walked
mm-hmm.
in direct concourse with the Father. Am I
mm-hmm.
making any sense? And just like he was in this world, well, then so are we. So I wanted
mm-hmm.
to add that. See, it's an adverse effect. See, the material thing, the prices are continually climbing until folk can't live. But see, what they're really trying to do is build up the middle class and choke the little man when the little man is the one got everything on his shoulder. You see? So
mm-hmm.
it's an ungodly practice that's going on, but only in Christ. Only
yes.
in Christ, you see. And this is why
mm-hmm.
it's so necessary. We echo, come to Jesus, you see. Because,
mm-hmm.
listen, in Christ, you ain't going to worry about starvation. Am I making
oh,
any
no.
sense? If you start fasting, if you can't get no food, call a fast. And I'm willing to tell you that you start fasting, listen, your
mm-hmm.
appetite will get up and leave you. That's
okay.
the way God works it. Amen. And plus
mm-hmm.
the fact you take advantage. So I wanted to put that in. See, today is not a way in this world to save anymore. But
okay.
you got to learn how to humble yourself that the Lord will lift you up. See, that's even in your finances. And
mm-hmm.
one more thing, and I'll say, I keep hearing this, and it's real good. Even my church, the economy, don't let the money circulate like it among us. But I tell
mm-hmm.
you what, if you make a sacrifice, put God on your grocery list. Put him at the top, just above the
mm-hmm.
steaks. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
and whatever you offer him right there, don't put it in groceries. Bring it, give it to where it's supposed to be. And I tell you what, your refrigerator be packed, and you don't really know how it got there, because he's
Amen.
A mystery man. He works things. So that's what I want to put. It's called materialism. It already have been said. People want more and 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 more. It's a disease that fills your heart. The next thing you know, your life is over and you still ain't got nothing. So that's what I wanted to put in there.
All right. Very good. Very good. As always, and amen, desires of your heart, amen. You give it a righteous desires of their heart, and that's a big order. That's a big
uh-huh.
order. Nobody can feel that but God. If you live for him and seek him, you give you desires of your heart. Now that's an order. Amen. That's totally impossible for man because everybody don't know what everyone needs. You have to deal with so many different problems, shipping and buying and costs, if you can buy that, if you can buy whatever person's heart is on. Amen. But he give you the desires of your heart. Amen. Amen. For those that are just in Christ, for those that are going through, amen, Jesus said he'll never leave you. He'll never leave you, never forsake you. Now, God deal with knowledge. Amen. God deal with knowledge and understanding.
Amen. That's right.
God deal with knowledge and understanding. Amen. I'm not saying he's not going to send a raven at the door. I'm not saying that. But he deal with knowledge and understanding. And you continue to pray and seek first kingdom. The kingdom involved in reaching out. Amen. Talking, asking, and humbling. Amen. God will put God first. Put God first. That means everything you do, acknowledge him. Acknowledge him. I'm a witness. Amen. I'm a witness. He's in everything I do. I got to the point where I got to say a prayer over my food. Got to say a prayer when I get up. Amen. Got to read a scripture. Got to put on Christian radio, Christian TV. I just surround myself, amen, with positive atmosphere from God. Amen. All right. All right. Anyone else? Amen. As we begin to close out as well begin to close out. Amen. Don't forget you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries, amen, and view this broadcast again, amen, wherever you might be. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries, amen, and share it with a Bible study, and share it with someone, amen. We pray that with something was said, amen, that increase your faith and give you confidence in God. Amen. We have to do all we can and dig deep in our heart, mind, and soul because, amen, those that were living a materialistic life, amen, they're being brokenhearted because of the hurricane, because of the floods, amen, washing their houses, their cars, their job, amen, not knowing that God will provide, not knowing the system how he provides, amen, giving, loving, amen. It's God's way. Amen. We love you. As always, call a friend, tell a friend. Amen. And pray for one another. Amen. Nothing wrong with prayer. Jesus said man should always pray. He should always pray. Amen. Amen. Don't ever think. That's one way to build up the love and relationship. Amen. A conversation with God. Amen. You know, love always talk to one another. Hug one another and share with one another and laugh at one another and cry with one another. Amen. Love, amen. Love is an ongoing relationship. Amen. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, for all the callers. And, Lord, we ask you to bless their families and their home in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know you are able to do all things but fail. And God, we ask you to stretch your hand of deliverance upon every sickness. We rebuke every spirit of infirmity, oh God, that will loose these bodies. Amen. And we rebuke Satan's hand. We rebuke Satan's hand for Jesus' sake. Amen. God, that those that have been financial, amen, have been hindered. Oh God, an enemy trying to hinder. Amen. We bind the strong man. Amen. We all in agreement. The strong man be bound right now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Till next time. God bless you. Tell one, tell friend. God bless you.